Hallelujah. It, listen to this now. It was who?
God.
Personally present in Christ doing what? Reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. Not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but did what? Canceling them and committing to us the message of what? Reconciliation. Of the restoration to favor. God has canceled the sin debt. This is what I want you to see. And see, and that's why you what sin of prayer you're going to pray? You need to confess Jesus, because he dealt with sin. Sin been put away. All you need to do is receive the life he had given. Whew. Wow. And then he get accused of doing bad thing when he had done every good thing. Oh. Against men, trespassing and casting them out and committing to us the message of reconciliation of the restoration to favor. God has did it all. All we have to do, that's what we have to tell us, the person that have not received Jesus. You just need to confess Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt do what? Say it with your mouth. What you believe in your heart, you believe this in your heart, you'll be saved.
Amen.
He did the heart part. You just need to do the receiving part. Is that real? Is that clear? And then Romans 8:16. Give me 14. Romans 8:14. I'm going to work y'all a little tonight. For as many led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. See, when you got born again, you didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. But what happened? You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Here we go. For the Spirit himself, I know it's King James say itself, I like to say himself, because he's a person, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. See, once you confess Jesus, like Romans 10:9 and 10 tells you, the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you're born again. And you know what? Then you have these come along. Well, you haven't joined our church. You haven't been baptized our way. You haven't done this. No. It's not what they can do for you. It's your personal receiving what God has done for you.
Amen.
Did you get it?
Yes, sir.
And so this will cut out all the confusion. And when you follow the scripture, no. The scripture says, if I believe, if I say with my mouth, I confess Lord Jesus with my mouth, and receive my heart, I'm saved. And I got the witness in here. Not your water baptism, how you gonna baptize me. Not your church, how you gonna tell me how you got it laid out. The scripture had told me how it is. What am I gonna follow? I'm gonna follow the teaching of the scripture by the Holy Spirit, who is the anointed one that anoint men to teach it. And we got too many have confused this, and that's why people has a hard time of coming to Jesus. I want to read something else. Let's see. If I can get there. Why do we preach this good news? Why do we preach this good news? Why do we preach it? Good question. Why do we preach this good news? Because the God of this world is trying to keep this truth or blind the mind of those that are lost. This is why this message should be clear. It shouldn't be confusing. It shouldn't be binding a mix back and forth between the denominations and tradition of men, what men say. It should be clear from the scripture. Hello? I said it should be clear. You should have a clear understanding from the scripture what this message is, and that it's not about you being baptized a certain way. It's about you receiving Jesus, and you can be baptized in water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You do that because you have been baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. And nobody can do that but the Spirit of God. No man can baptize you in the body of Christ. They can duck you in water all day long. And if you hadn't been baptized into the body by the Spirit of God, you just a wet sinner, and you fine, go get dried off, you a dry sinner. Amen.
Amen.
And so we shouldn't put the emphasis in the wrong place. It's I emphasize you ought to be baptized in water, you should be, but you ought not to put that above being baptized into the body by the Spirit of God. Because he's the only one that can do it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians, listen to what 2 Corinthians says. Ooh, Shakota. Listen what 2 Corinthians 4 and 3 says. But if our gospel be hid, 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. Thank you. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid from who? Them that are lost. See, that's why we're to take it to them, because they hadn't heard it. And if somebody take them a mixed gospel, they still hadn't heard it because it's not the truth. You don't mix up truth. You tell the truth.
Amen.
God is not a mixed up truth. God is what?
Amen.
The truth.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Ha, ha, ha. In whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. That's why they are lost. That's why they do what they do. That's why men think they can steal and get away with it, all right, to steal. That's why they're blind to the truth.
Amen.
I guess it's all right to say this. By the way, Therese and them found the car. Amen. And but the people that stole it, they thought it was all right to do it. But now they're in jail, because if they had known the truth, they wouldn't have done that.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? When you're blind, you think you can do stuff, and you think just because you think you can rob a bank and get away with it, you may get by, but they're going to catch you sooner or later.
Amen.
Most all criminals get caught. Very few ever go through life and never get caught. Amen. That's in the natural. But not a single sinner gonna go through this life and not pay the price if he doesn't receive Jesus. That's why we want to preach this gospel, so that eyes can be open. And that's why we need to be on the alert, be ready at all time, and not just think once a year of revival, or just think before we can talk to anybody, talk to anyone about Jesus, they got to come to this church building. That's wrong thinking. We got to go where they are. Because like they are, they're not coming. You have to go get them. We're going to have to go get them, aren't we?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Because they're blind. They think we're crazy. But when the light comes on, hallelujah, when the light comes on, it changes everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So,